Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. We had Terry Crisp in the first hour. Great conversation with him. Elliot Freeman will be our weekly guest. He's been doing that all year long, every Thursday at 1 o'clock. So we'll talk to Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet. But right now we talk to Predators forward Austin Watson. Waddy, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, guys?
How you hanging in these quarantine times?
You know what? I'm doing all right. I think the longer it goes on, maybe the more normal it kind of becomes. Probably the first couple weeks I was I'm sure I was banging my head against the wall trying to figure out why I, wanted to leave the house and wanted to do all sorts of things. But, it's been going okay so far.
So what has been something new you've discovered in these unfamiliar times that you probably never did before but you find yourself doing these days?
Is it
walks?
Something new. I have allowed myself to, I have allowed my daughter to paint my nails and do my hair, and I didn't know if I didn't know if I could bring myself to that level, but it quickly got there.
That escalated in a hurry, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it went right there, and I had no defenses against it. We just went there, and it wasn't so bad.
Do you have pictures for proof or no pictures allowed?
I think I got a couple pictures in there. Maybe, depending on, I might be able to get some, maybe $5 from you guys and send that on over. It might cost you a little bit.
Oh, we are willing to pony up for those pictures. You can make a little money during this time. So, it's difficult because, Austin, your sport, it's not like basketball. Players, a lot of them probably have a goal at their house. They can go out and shoot around. I mean, you guys play a sport that, requires a sheet of ice, and it's not like there's a rink in your all's backyard. So what do you do to try to during these times where you've shut everything down now for a couple of months, what do you try to do to kind of stay in shape in case there's a return here hopefully soon?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just overall fitness. Like you said, it's really, depending on what your home looks like or what kind of different things you have. I'm not one of those. I don't have a shooting room or anything like that. So I think overall it's just overall physical fitness. Just trying to stay with the cardio type stuff and maintain or improve on a little bit kind of overall strength. When hockey does come back, I feel like, for us guys, we've been doing it for so long. It won't take all that long. It's kind of like riding a bike a little bit. I might fall a couple times in those first few skates, but I'll figure out how to stop again pretty quick. So, it's just, a lot of it right now is just trying to maintain that, overall physical fitness and, maybe improve on it a little bit.
We've had a couple people come on the show here lately and say that, whether it was a teammate of yours and Craig Smith or Julie Turris, Kyle's wife, that said you guys were really coming together under new head coach John Hines, that everything felt good. You were going in the right direction with about a dozen games left in the regular season. Did you feel the same way when everything halted?
Yeah, I think things were going in the right direction. Obviously, we had, with a new coach, it's going to take a little bit of time for things to settle in and kind of feel like normal. So I think, as time went on, we were starting to get there, and we're playing better hockey and putting ourselves in a playoff position. So, obviously, you want to be trending the right way going into, this time of year that it, would have been the playoff push, so to speak, and toward the end of the season. So I think definitely we're going the right direction there. So obviously, when you're talking about the COVID coronavirus, you're talking about something very, very out of the ordinary, and there's not a whole lot, that could have been done about that. But, you can take a little bit of solace in the fact that we were playing better and getting into, I feel like, a little bit more normalcy with, some of the changes. So hopefully that can, whenever we do get going, pick up right where we left off.
These unfamiliar times where we don't have any live sports to talk about, we really have had very little live stuff to talk about. Any new news nugget is something that is always welcomed on the show. But what it's allowed us to do, Austin, is to really have to sit back when everybody's life has slowed way down and have some really interesting conversations with some big time athletes in the sport that you play, or baseball or football, basketball, you name it. We've had some really interesting conversations, and it allows us to kind of talk about their journey. And your journey was unique. It's interesting. We had Joel Ward on the other day. He announced his retirement this week, and he didn't break into the league until he was 24 years of age. He was undrafted, and so his path was different. You were a first round pick, and you had to remain patient, and your journey was different than a lot of first round picks, and it took a while. What was that journey like for you? I mean, we've had people tell us, they contemplated, is it time to move on? I mean, everybody's got their own story. So if you don't mind, we'd kind of love to go back and hear your journey to, the point where you finally broke through and you were a staple on this roster. But what was it like trying to remain patient as a first round pick?
Yeah, I think patience in general is a very strong topic in the times that we're in right now. So I would love to say that I dealt with it extremely well and, by the book how it probably should have been done, but it wasn't quite the case for me. I had three great years in Milwaukee hockey-wise. Personally, I was right in the heat of addiction and alcoholism, so I don't think patience and things out of my control were a strong suit. It took some time. When I finally did break through, what would that have been, 15-16? My first full year, It wasn't quite perfect. I'd been a first round pick, and I'd worked on my game, kind of honed my craft, and finally gotten that opportunity. But things in my personal life weren't all that great at the time either. So that first year kind of was a struggle as well. Some peaks and valleys, definitely. From finally cracking the roster out of camp to getting to about the halfway point of the season and really not having cemented myself as a regular day in, day out player. So that first year, looking back on it, was difficult at times, but it gives you some perspective, and it helps you kind of for me anyway, shaped the way that that I needed to go about things. And, you know, really the overall attention to kind of living the right way to be able to perform, you know, at the highest level that I was capable of on a day-to-day basis was something I had to learn. And that first year, 15-16, really kind of, you know, set me up to be tested in that area and kind of grow from it. And, you know, I was able to, you know, learn from that and kind of run with it after that. You know, going into that 16-17 season as well, it was no walk in the park. You know, from 15-16, I hadn't really set myself up for a whole lot of success, and you know, I ended up in Milwaukee about a week after you know, official training camp ended. And that was kind of a do or die, so to speak, moment for me. And you know, really, really grateful for you know, the people in my life that kind of helped me get through that, because that could have gone multiple ways, you know. But I ended up in Milwaukee, and I had a good attitude about it, and I was able to, you know, be back 2-3 weeks maybe after going to Milwaukee. And you know, that all those experiences you talk about, you know, having Joel Ward on, and I think everybody kind of has their own story, and they're all different, but they have a lot of similarities. And you know, there's tests, and there's kind of moments of adversity throughout everybody's experience, whether it's in pro sports or whether it's in whatever career path you're taking. And you know, I kind of think that a lot of the similarity is, you know, being able to not just overcome that adversity, but be able to take from it what I needed to. And you know, a lot of it for me was getting, you know, getting right with my personal life. And when things are good away from the rink, and when things are going well up in between my ears, and the way I'm doing things away from the rink, you know, the hockey kind of takes care of itself. And you know, been blessed with 4 great years after that, and hopefully many more good ones to come. Sorry if I went a little
quite a journey
deep on
you for
guys
sure,
there.
Austin Watson.
No, that was great.
No, that's all right. This is exactly, I think, what we've all been doing, Austin, during this time, doing a lot of reflecting while we have life slowed down a little bit here. And you mentioned something, you know, during that time in Milwaukee where you're honing your skills, and yet, as you just kind of referred to, you were struggling some personally. As you look back, you know, now that you've been in recovery for a while now, what do you think you've learned about yourself, you know, as you look back on the 20, you know, 22, 23-year-old Austin Watson?
That's a great question, Willie. I think, you know, a lot of it for me came down to, you know, not getting so wrapped up in things that I thought I controlled. You know, it was so easy during that time, you know, when you're 21, 22 years old, to think, you know, if I do this, this should be happening. You know, I scored, you know, 20, 22, 25, 26 goals, something like that, and in 3 consecutive seasons. And for whatever reason, things didn't seem to be going the way that I thought they should be going. You know, I hadn't got this opportunity. And you know, as a young player, for me, it was very easy to feel like I was, you know, being looked over, or that, you know, somebody, whoever it was, had it out for me, didn't like my game, didn't like this. And it was, you know, it was always kind of somebody else's fault. You know, and really looking back on it and being able to grow from it, you know, it's nobody's fault. Sometimes things just don't work out the way that I think they're supposed to for Austin. And, you know, being able to kind of accept that and, you know, put in the work and leave the results, you know, up to whether you're a spiritual person, leave the results up to God, or leave the results up to the universe, whatever whatever you believe in, and whatever you know, kind of sets the tone for your life, really, kind of being able to look at that and just take the action and let the things work out the way that they are supposed to, not in my view, but in the way that it was really supposed to work out. And you know, being able to reflect and look back on it now, I'm grateful for the growth that I had to go through and things I had to, you know, overcome, not really so much outside of myself, but really, like I kind of talked about, between the years. And you know, that was such a big thing for me at the time, just trying to control and manipulate the situation to where I could put myself in a position to, you know, get where I thought I needed to be at the time. And sometimes a lot of times I don't know what's best for me. People a lot smarter and with a lot more experience in hockey and life often know a whole lot more than I do. And you know, for whatever reason, it worked out the way that it did. And you know, I'm in a better position today, both career-wise and life-wise, because of that. So you know, I think that was probably one of the biggest struggles for me, just the control aspect of things, and having to kind of grow with that. And you know, now we're here today, and you know, things are looking good.
Well said. Let's go even further back, Austin. I've asked a lot of athletes that we've had on here these last few weeks this question, but who helped with the sport of hockey as a kid? What got you into it? Because, you know, Ann Arbor, Michigan is a great hockey area, but it's also a great football area. There's plenty of other sports that go on up there. It's not like maybe the heart of Canada, where it's almost assumed that you're going to be exposed to hockey. So what was your story?
Yeah, I didn't really – I wasn't playing hockey up until about 6 or 7 years old. Actually, kind of like what you mentioned with all the other sports, I went to – my mom had me in an all-sports camp, probably to get me out of her hair for the week. And, you know, each day presented a different sport. So we'd play soccer the one day and basketball the next, and hockey. We didn't really play hockey. We just went for free skate. But I had known how to skate. My grandparents lived on a lake when I was, through, you know, all my kind of early adolescent years. And I knew how to skate. And one of the instructors or camp counselors was like, man, like, you know how to skate. And I guess talked to my mother afterwards and said, you should really think about getting this guy into hockey. And that's how I got into the game. You know, I was always a huge Red Wings fan growing up, and you know, hockey was all around us, but I hadn't played up until that point. And you know, from there I fell in love with the game.
We're talking to Austin Watson, Nashville Predators forward, and so on those lines, who was somebody with the Predators when you first got up here in Nashville that you kind of leaned on to help you in the transition?
Yeah, so Ryan Ellis and I played together in Windsor in junior hockey, and we lived together for my second year there, which turned into a half year because I got traded halfway through that year. But Ryan had been drafted to the Predators the year prior, and then I got drafted to the Predators. So kind of along our whole journey, he was always a step or two ahead of me. So he had kind of cemented himself here in Nashville when I finally kind of broke through and was able to get here. So he's a guy that, and to this day, that you know, we all know, you guys all know, he's extremely, extremely gifted and incredible player in our league, but also, you know, a really good pro. And just, you know, he does live and breathe the game, and he does things the right way. And he's a guy that has perspective on a lot of different situations that I leaned on early in my career, and I continue to lean on, you know, as my career kind of evolves. He's been a huge help for me, just as a player, because you know, you're around different people all day, every day, and to have somebody that you know, I have a really close personal relationship outside of the game as well, that probably knows a lot of things about me that maybe I hope other people don't know, and you know, kind of helps me to gain different perspectives on what's going on. So early in my career, now probably as my career evolves, he'll be a guy that and is a guy that I definitely lean on for all kinds of things, advice, and just, you know, example really too on just different situations. So he's a guy that I definitely lean on for sure.
Austin, as you've kind of sat here and reflected, and, you know, I know you've spent a lot of time with Livy, your daughter, and, you know, have you thought about some things about hockey and about Bridgestone Arena, Nashville specifically, that you've missed that you didn't really think about before? Maybe like doing a post-game interview with me. I know you have to miss that, but maybe some things that you've just haven't really thought about before that you're missing all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, the first thing that came to mind was post-game interviews with you. I missed that immediately. So that was number one.
Check's in the mail, bud.
Good job. We can't see your nose growing. Good job.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, absolutely. There are so many things that, as players, and, you know, I can only speak from my experience, but just things that I can take for granted. One of the big things, just coming to the rink on game days, you know, getting to walk through and see all the familiar faces, not players and coaches, but staff, you know, seeing Jim and Warren and Kenny, getting a big hug from Miss Georgia as I, right before we walk into the rink, you know, things that you take for granted, those personal relationships, those you know, kind of behind the scenes things that don't always get a whole lot of notoriety or you know, press, but at the same time, it's a huge part of our day and my day. You know, I'm there at the rink at 3:45 before a hockey game, and you know, I probably have four or five conversations before just even getting into the locker room. And, you know, those little things like that you definitely take for granted, but, you know, that I miss during this time. And, you know, obviously it's a tough time for everybody, and there's different everybody's in different circumstances. But, you know, that normalcy of the workday and that comfort level of, you know, kind of seeing familiar faces on a day-to-day basis. Definitely little things like that I don't always think about during the season, but I definitely miss, you know, when I'm not able to be at the rink.
Let's end with this. I know you've been told this before in the past, but let's just go on and tell you again. We appreciate the fact that you're a guy over all these years that we've always been able to talk to you in the good and the bad. And let me just say this, it's easy to talk in the good. Anybody can do that. But when things aren't going your way, right? Adversity, which we all go through in life, but in this case we're talking about you playing a sport, you're still willing to stand up there and talk about it. And I can't tell you, we're not the only three that appreciate that. I can promise you that. There's a lot of people that are in that room covering that team that appreciate the fact that you've been that guy consistently since you've been here, the guy that'll stand up and talk in good times, which everybody wants to do, and in bad times. And so I just wanted you to hear that again. So thanks for doing that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, I am definitely looking forward to more conversations with you guys, hopefully about some upcoming games here whenever we do get going. But, yeah, I hope you guys are all staying safe and healthy, and hopefully we can get back at her here pretty soon.
Sounds good. Same back to you and the family. Stay safe, and we look forward to seeing you hopefully sooner rather than later. Austin, thanks for doing this.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Predators forward Austin Watson here on Darren Donick and Chase. We'll come back with more here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save.